The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara is discussing the Halacha in the Mishnah that says that when it's Misyachad Isha Imam, a woman is not allowed to be Misyachad with the Eina Yehudi. So the Gemara asks the question. The Gemara says, "Mamayaskinon Iloim bechad." If we're talking about one Eina Yehudi, the Kavasol Gavi Yisrael Mishari, would it be Mutar by Yisrael? But Nan Lo Yisyachad Ish Echad Mishenoshim. One man is not allowed to be Misyachad with two women. El Betlasa, even if it's talking about three, says the Gemara, the Kavasol Gavi Yisrael, but Prutzim Mishari, would it be Mutar by Yisrael who is not careful with Inyoni Arayis? Even though a woman is allowed to be misyachid with two people, but if the two people are not careful with inyoni arayis, the halacha is that a woman is not allowed to be misyachid with even two people. So what would be the chiddush of the Mishnah telling us that a woman is not allowed to be misyachid with the Eina Yehudi, even if there are numerous Einam Yehudim in the room? Nevertheless, it should still be usur for the yid to be to be misyachid, even if they were yidden, and not careful with inyani arayis, nevertheless it would be aser. So the Gemara answer is that leitzricha be ishta imai, what's talking about the wife of the Eina Yehudi is together with him. By Yisrael is ishta misham rasai, but by Eina Yehudi is not ishta misham rasai. And Taiz asks the question. Taiz asks, why didn't the Gemara say that we're discussing a situation where there is a young girl in the room? That there's a young girl in the room who would not be interested in having a relationship with this man. In such a situation, when there's a young girl in the room who is underage and would not be interested in doing something inappropriate, the halacha would be that it would be mutter to him misyachid. See, the answer is that the lashon leisis yachid is not mashna, it's talking about that there are more than one, there's more than one woman in the room. So therefore, it's mashma that's not discussing a situation where you have a tinoikis, where you have an underage girl in the room. From this Gemara and Taisus, the Paiskim learn out many, many halachas, very important halachas and halachas yichud. I'd like to mention a number of the halachas that they discuss. The Lechem Starim asks a question over here. He asks, why did Taisus say that, what's Taisus' question? That the Gemara should say he's talking about with his young girl in the room. Perhaps the reason the Gemara didn't give this answer is because that halacha would apply even to Yisrael who's a paritz. Just like the Gemara says that we can't answer the question by saying we're talking about that there's more than two men in the room, because that situation will be usher even for a paritz. So perhaps that's why the Gemara didn't give Taisus' answer, which is that there's a young girl in the room, because that also would be usher in the case of a paritz. That's the question of Lechem Starim. So he says that, I think this is a very good question, answer to Taisus' question. And with this answer, we can answer another question. Because the halacha is that a woman is allowed to be misyachid if her husband is in the city, if it's by law beir. So therefore, maybe the reason why Taisus didn't give this there's another question on the Gemara. Besides for Taisus' question of why the Gemara didn't say that we're talking about a case where there's a young girl in the room, let the Gemara say that it's talking a situation where her husband is present in the city when she's being misyachid. In which case, by Yisrael will be mutter, but nevertheless, by Avi B'Chavim will be aser. Argues the Lechem Starim that the reason why these two questions are not shver is not because of what Taisus says, that it's not mashma in the Mishnah. Because the case of Baal Be'ir is mashma in the Mishnah. Taisus' point is that it's not mashma in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah sounds like it's discussing a case where there's only one woman in the room. But in the case of Baal Be'ir, there's also only one woman in the room, and nevertheless, by a Yid will be mutter, and by a Goy will be aser. So therefore, the Lechem Starim says that both of these cases, where there's a young girl in the room, and when there is a Baal Be'ir, both these cases would not be mutter by a paritz, by a Yisrael paritz. So from the Lechem Starim, we see a very big chiddush, that a Yisrael paritz, so a Yisrael was not careful with inyani arayis, would not be mutter in the case of Baal Be'ir, and he would not be mutter in the case where there's a young girl in the room. Very big chumrah from the Lechem Starim. Taisus would clearly seem to say, not like this, Taisus would clearly seem to say that at least in the case where there is a young girl in the room, that would be mutter in the case of a paritz. So the Paiskim point out that according to the Rambam, The Rambam's shita is that nowadays most everybody is considered to be a parot. So from the fact that the Rambam brings down all these halachas of a tinoikis, and the Rambam brings down halacha of bailo be'ir, it would sound in the Rambam that the Rambam held that both these cases are mutter by a parot, not like the Lechem Starim wanted to say. The Neve Shalom says that the answer to the question of the Lechem Starim is, not the way the Lechem Starim wanted to say, that Bayil Be'ir is usher by a parrot. So that's how he wanted to answer this question of Bayil Be'ir. The Neve Shalom says that we should take the opposite approach. Instead of saying that it should be Muchach from the Gemara, that Bayil Be'ir should be usher by a parrot, we'll say the other way around. We'll say Bayil Be'ir is mutter by a goy. And Mamela, the Neve Shalom, learns out of our Gemara the opposite teretz to of the Lechem Starim, and he says that we're going to draw the opposite conclusion and say that Bayil Be'ir, when the husband is present in the city, that will be mutter, even in the situation where you're being misyachid with a Eina Yehudi. The Shar Yosef is not convinced about this, and he also wants to say that it's going to be usher in the case of Eina Yehudi. And he says a different teretz to the Gemara. He says the reason why the Gemara didn't say that the case of the Mishnah is when it's Bayil Be'ir is not because there's some kind of similarity between Paritz and Eina Yehudi. The reason is because that was Pasha to the Mishnah, that there was no Chiddush that it will be Aser by Eina Yehudi when it's Bayil Be'ir. But nevertheless, the Allah will stand that by Paritz it will be Mutter, and by Eina Yehudi will be Aser. And the Neve Shalom says that it's proper to be choishish for this for the Lechem Starim in a case l'chol pachas where the person is very very parutz. It's kedai to be machmir for this Neve Shalom for this Lechem Starim, not to be mekel in a case of Bayil Be'ir. Now, we mentioned the case of where there's a tinoikis, a young girl in the room. What's the halacha over there? Would it be mutter by a parutz? So Taisus would sound like it is mutter by a parutz. And the Lechem Starim is saying it's also by a parutz. And the Neve Shalom says that he wants to say that the argument of the Lechem Starim why it should be also by a parutz would not apply, because even though the person being the siachin is the parutz, the whole vart, the whole svara why prutzim are worse than ksherim is only because when you have 10 prutzim in the room, they're all going to do it and they're all not going to tell. However, the heter of tinoikis, when there's a girl who would not be interested in performing this activity, is in the room, the reason for the heter is not because she's not going to, the reason for the heter is because she's going to go ahead and tell. So the fact that the men are prutzim should not be milo meir, should not make any difference to our situation, since this girl is not going to be interested in doing this activity, and therefore she will tell, and they will be embarrassed because of this thing. Because the reason for prutzim is not because they're not embarrassed. The reason for prutzim is that they assume that they're all going to keep the secret. Now, when it comes to ishta imoi, obviously, the Gemara is saying that a goy would be also by ishta imoi. Now, how about a parutz? It would seem in the Gemara to be clearly saying that by a parutz, it's mutter by ishta imoi, because the Gemara says that the answer to the question, we had a question that l'chayra, what's the chiddush of the mission that it's usher for isha to be misyacha with a goy? Wouldn't the halacha be the same by Yisrael as the parutz? And the answer the Gemara gave was that it's talking about ishta imoi. So that would lead us to the conclusion that in this case, there will be a difference between a yid and a goy, and that's why the Mishnah says that specifically a goy will be asur to be misyachet by ishta imoy, but a yid will be mutter by ishta imoy. However, there are some achrayim that say that the Shulchan Aruch, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is not mashma like that, because the Shulchan Aruch says that it's asur to be misyachet im goyim, afilu rabim un shayseyem imam, even when there's many goyim, and all their wives are together with them. That would seem to be saying that the way the Shulchan Aruch understood the Gemara's answer was not that there's one person in Ishta Imoy. The way the Shulchan Aruch understood the Gemara's answer was that there are many Goyim and there are many Nishrei Seyem Imoyim. So perhaps, even though the Gemara says that there's a difference between a Yid and a Goy, that would only apply to a situation where you have many Yid and many Goyim and their wives together with them. And in that case also, by a parutz of a Yid, when you have many Yidin and their wives with them, the halacha will be mutter. But in a case where you have one parutz and ishta imoy, that would not necessarily be mutter. We would not say ishta misham rasay. And they bring another raya to answer the case of parutz when it's Ishta Yimai. The raya that they bring is that Taisa's shita is that by a roichel, somebody who's iskayim hanoshim, somebody whose business is to be associated with women, to deal with women, the halacha would be that there will be no din of ishta misham rasai. And the achrayim, some achrayim want to draw a comparison between somebody who's iskayim hanoshim with somebody who is parots. That is, this is the opinion of the Shaar Yosef that we mentioned before, and the Neve Sholem says that it's kedai to be machmir if you could, like the Shaar Yosef. So I made a mistake before, but what I said that the Neve Sholem says by will be ear, it's kedai to be machmir parts, that was a mistake. He only says it by ishtoi misham rasli. So in conclusion, we have a number of cases. We have a case of a tinoikis, we have a case of bailo be'ir, and we have a case of ishtoi misham rasli. In the case of ishtoi misham rasli, The Roivach Roinim seem to hold by Ishta Misham Rasai that there's a difference between a Paritz and a Goy. By a Goy it will be Aser, by a Paritz it will be Motar. In the case of Bailo Be'ir, there's a big machloikis. Some Achroinim seem to be Matar Bailo Be'ir even in the case of a Goy. And as we mentioned in the previous year, it's possible that L'chol HaParos B'zman HaZeh, nowadays when a person can go to court over a situation of oinus, it's very possible that we be matir the case of vayel be'ir by a goy. In the case of tinoikis, it would seem also in Taisus that there's a difference between a paratz yisrael and a goy, that a paratz yisrael would be mutter and a goy would be aser, and that is the accepted position, but there are chelkim that hold that even in the case of a goy, it's also mutter.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.